USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Senate on Thursday adopted a bipartisan deal that opens the way for lawmakers to raise the debt ceiling. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said the national debt will be maxed out next week. The compromise, which now heads to President Biden's desk, essentially puts to rest the wrangling over the country's financial health until after the 2022 midterm elections. Two former top D.C. National Guard officials claim that an internal Army report on its response to January 6 at the Capitol is loaded with lies. The March 18th Army report says Guard members weren't prepared to respond quickly to the riots and describe multiple communications between top Army officials and the D.C. Guard's commander, then Major General William Walker. Walker, now Sergeant-at-Arms in the House, says some of those communications the Army described in the report never actually happened. For more information, give us a visit at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.